Yes, what you've heard is correct. The Independent National Electoral Commission has given out a contract for the production of the first batch of 40 million permanent voters' cards to be distributed before the 2015 general elections. You would recall that before the 2011 elections, the commission registered over 73 million voters. Now, these voters were given temporary slips, which they used in casting their votes in 2011. So what the commission intends to do is to issue out permanent voters' cards to these registered voters before the next elections. So it has given out a contract for the production of the first batch of 40 million, and subsequently it will give out a contract for the balance before the cards are distributed to the voters.
What happens to those who will be turning 18 or over 18 for the next election in 2015? What happens to them? How can they be catered for by the Electoral Commission?
Yes, the Commission intends to begin a regimen of continuous voter registration probably before the end of this year, but certainly before the 2015 general elections. That would be to allow those who have turned 18 after the 2011 general elections to register in order to vote in subsequent elections, and to also enable those who were unable to register in 2011 to now register so that they can now get permanent voters' cards and register, and vote in 2015.
So will there be measures put in place to ensure that these permanent voter ID cards, people cannot fraudulently manufacture or make their own? How do you counter fraud with these permanent voter ID cards ahead of the elections?
Yes, these permanent voter cards have security features. In addition to the particulars or information about the registered voter, they have features that cannot be easily changed, such as electronic chips. And also, the commission intends to use card readers that would authenticate by up to 100% the genuineness and ownership of these permanent voters' cards. In other words, once these permanent voters' cards are issued to voters, when you turn up to vote in the almost 120,000 polling units across the country, these card readers will be used to authenticate the permanent voters' card that has been issued to ensure that, one, the card contains particulars or information that concern the owner or the holder of that card, and that the holder of that card is the real and genuine owner of the card. And this card reader will ensure up to 100% authentication. Now, that means that some other person cannot use this card other than the person to whom it was issued in the first instance.
Will there be any education campaign to educate Nigerians about these new features?
Yes. As you are aware, each time we have any major project or campaign, we go out and sensitize Nigerians, our development partners, and members of the international community about such a project. And the continuous voter registration exercise will not be an exception. We would sensitize Nigerians about it, would ask them to go out and partake in the exercise, and would identify areas where they would do this exercise, and would also educate them about how these permanent voters' cards would be deployed. And they will also be told what unique features that these cards have. And ahead of the 2015 elections, these cards would be authenticated as voters turn out to vote at the over 119,000 polling units across the country.